As the U.S. track and field team prepares for the Olympics in Athens, the limelight returns to a sport that has lost much of its following in recent years. Commentator Frank DeFord believes all the attention is for all the wrong reasons.
I wouldn't be such a Cassandra as to say that the very future of the sport of track and field is endangered by drug cheats, but it certainly is not alarmist to suggest that track is now facing down a threat to its legitimacy that no other popular American sport has suffered in modern times. It does not help that before doping became a problem in track, it had endured a long and very real decline in popularity. More and more, especially here in the United States, track has had to depend on one brief burst of interest every 4 years. And here it is, getting its quadrennial Olympic shot of publicity, and almost all of it is about drugs. It begs the question, next year, without the Olympics, who'll even care about track? Or perhaps more to the point, will track no longer be perceived as an honest sport? Will it go the way of professional wrestling? In a sense, the sport must depend on the kindness of strangers, casual fans who pay some attention every now and then. That probably includes many of you listening to me. It's an interactive world. Let me activate you. Answer these three questions. Number one, when you're watching the Olympics next month and somebody, male or female, American or foreign, some magnificent track performer sets a world record, what will your reaction be? A, I'm thrilled. What an extraordinary human accomplishment. Or B, that's great, but I wonder if the record holder is on drugs. Question number two, when you hear that an accused track athlete says, I've never failed a drug test, do you think, yes, everybody is innocent until proven guilty? Or B, so what? Of course you've never failed a test because we all know that the masking agents hide the drugs. Question number three, when a track official says, it's just a few rotten apples who are ruining our sport, do you think, A, that's probably true, this is turning into a witch hunt, or B, the only reason that Balco, the Bay Area firm suspected of drug dealing with athletes, was investigated was because a coach sent in a syringe to the anti-doping authorities. This is like the cops getting the murder weapon handed over and then declaring that they've solved the whole crime wave. Any thinking person's got to believe the entire apple tree is rotten. If you answered B to all three questions, then you've probably already lost faith in track. Will you even bother to watch the sport in the Olympics? Why? Would you watch a World Series you thought was rigged? Would you watch Jeopardy on TV if you thought the guy who keeps on winning is on mind drugs? For that matter, since track has always been the showcase Olympic sport, how does this impact the future of the games? Why build 80,000-seat stadiums for a sport that is suspect? The worst thing about drugs may not be that they taint the competition. The worst thing may be that because they are so hard to detect, they convince people that the competition must be tainted. Then it really doesn't matter whether or not anybody is on drugs, does it? How does track deal with that?
Frank DeFord is senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.